All right. Well, I'm here now with you, Farida. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the doula care services that you received from me when you had come home with your baby, Denise.
Yeah, it was a great experience for me. I didn't know anything, first of all. Like, I know, like, they're coming and helping, but that time I was struggling with everything, like my toddler,
How old was
cleaning.
he? I
He
forget.
was 2 years and 3 months
Okay.
again, like around that age. And he was a baby, so I feel I have a two baby, and
Yes.
it was really like I was always wishing to have more babies, but when it came, I just really get confused, like if I can do it, it was too much for me. I was upset, crying, and plus postpartum. So everything make me feel do not do anything. Like I feel like I just wanna run from the house.
Yeah, run from, which was a real feeling.
That's and my husband don't understand. Like how is the man sometimes they don't know like what is going on with your body and
Yeah.
feelings. And but then I search, I met you, and when you came to home, it's like when you help us, especially with that therapy you did with my
Yeah.
daughter, that was amazing. So, and plus you was helping me with the household. So it was really like gift for me.
Yeah, it was a gift for
Thank
me. I met
you.
your family and saw you really come to life.
Yes, especially you are really was understand what I need, what my body was needing. So that was really good, great experience for me.
I remember when when I go in and I meet a family for the first time, I never know, really the universe of experience that this family has already had. And it takes some time for those stories to
To
kind of,
learn.
to unfold. And what I really wanted to know was the story of your birth with her. And so you gave me some details and we kind of inched our way in the beginning. I just wanted to just see how Denise was like and what she was holding in her body from her birth, because a lot of people forget, or they don't realize how magnificent and difficult and challenging and beautiful that birth is, right? And it,
We're always scared, I guess. Like I was
yes.
scared to like even if it was second time, that time I feel more, my body was shaking. I guess that fear she got from me, and she was uncomfortable
Yeah.
also. No, so that's
And you
really,
had some things too. Like you had, do you want to tell us like what interventions that you had when you got to the hospital?
I was thinking she's gonna die. Always I feel like she's not gonna live, like
Yes.
something gonna, I will have a C-section, which I never wanted. I don't know why. I always wanted like natural birth. So that was more than first even pregnancy. It was a surprise for me because I thought, oh, I have experience, so I'm gonna be okay, easy. But then it's become more scary for me. And the doctor helped me with the medicine, all that stuff, but still, even I got her, I feel I feel so, how I can explain, need more help, like everything, it's oh my God, she's in the earth,
Yeah.
and I didn't know what to do, like
Well, and I
so.
remember that kind of scene. It just struck me, like, when a gong is struck, when you said, sometimes I feel like a cow. I'm like showing up and here I am. I'm milking. But you weren't feeling.
Because of that feeling, I couldn't focus on the baby. I was like, I feel it even like we don't have she's not belong to me. Like
Yeah.
I just give a birth and then I need to feed her. But then when you come and that day especially, like, remember you was like she was sitting on my breast, and that was really, I feel relief, like something was relief on my body, and we have a attachment with my daughter, like we have really close now, and since then she's my life. Like every time I look her, I feel like, wow, how she's like, she's my daughter. Like but first when I give birth, I just feel strange people in my house, and that I'm just giving like a milk, like and my husband was like more than me, like he fall in love in the first day, but because I think they don't go that process, like we all going through that process,
No.
and
Well, it's
that's
funny because your husband too, I remember you're like, he would say, when is she coming back? Because he could see such a difference in you.
Yeah,
Like he'd lost you a little bit. He
exactly.
did. You were kind of lost somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like I cannot do anymore. Like that's strong feeling, you know. By the time it's going away, but the first feeling, it's really, I was only wanna like cry and just don't see anyone. But then like you came, and my husband also, he's like he don't too much interesting like this stuff. But when he saw you, like what you're doing, he was keep asking me,
He
and
started making meals for me
and
and
also
coffee.
he loved like a cooking, and also like he saw like how I'm getting better. That's the reason, I guess, like he see how it's changing, big changing before and now, so that's why he was excited also, like to see you excited.
Well, it was so fun too, because I remember that day that she was on your chest. I was doing craniosacral therapy at that point. I was actually holding your sacrum.
Yeah, that moment was really
It was
magic. Like
yeah,
I feel.
magic. We do it too for women before they even give birth, because the more you work with this sacrum bone, it's sacred.
So I didn't know anything about
Yeah,
that,
and it
so.
holds the womb, you know, and it's the bone that literally, like water, this is our hips are like the water element. It stores the memories of our emotions.
Yeah, I didn't have any
Yeah, and it
idea
was
of
like
that.
on fire. You remember how you were like, wow, I had so much back pain, and then when
Yeah,
we
I was going to
started doing
mention that,
that,
like my back pain even start to like
go
keep
away.
go away, so, and I was like, wow, this is double help, like especially connection with my daughter and then my back pain.
Yeah.
So I start to believe, like it's really hard to believe sometimes
Yes.
it can help you,
Yeah.
the therapy, and yeah. And I was telling all my friends, they couldn't believe that
Everybody's like,
is.
what is this stuff?
Yeah.
Like
No.
I talk to my family all the time, and they still it's still
No,
there
it's a
it's
foo.
you know, but hey, one of the things that I loved is when we actually got into a bit of trouble with one of the sessions. I call it trouble, because if people are watching it on video, they're like, wait, you're letting this baby cry?
Oh.
And Denise, we, you know, she really started to show us her birth story. I even have pictures of her arching her back, which was like showing me her
Yeah.
ovulation, like when she was conceived, you know, and we started doing some really cool stuff when she started showing her birth.
Yeah, that was really like, even I remember when you take her leg and then pull back, and she was constantly crying,
Yeah.
and then
She
they
got
feel
real
like
well, she got like
relieved.
she got not only constant, she was
Yeah, like
mad.
she was showing her feeling, and her, like she tried to say something. I feel like her
Yes.
face or mimics was changing like all the time.
And you saw her in that
Yeah,
moment. You
I
were
cannot
like,
explain. It was really,
well, I remember,
yeah,
because
it
you said to
just,
me, you're like,
that
she's
was,
like me, like
yeah.
all these emotions that I've kept inside, because you and your husband had gone through some hard times
Even
during the
in my
pregnancy.
child, like it's best back history, like I have so much like kind of keeping inside, so I
Yeah.
never talk with people. And when myself, I feel that pain, it's coming from like my childhood, you know, all that stuff. So that's all dramas I have in my life. It's, I feel like she also take from me, and then she was
showing you. And it was like this empowering moment where we were like letting her show her raw human experience. And you saw that reflection of yourself. And in that moment, I get chill bumps just thinking about it. Because that's when the two of you, I could feel the land. It was like, boom. You're like, oh. Yeah. That's my daughter.
Yes, that's that time I feel, and she not look like me. She's exactly like daddy. Even from the first day, they say every time they will change, but he didn't change. She didn't change. She still look like daddy, like a copy. And I feel like this is okay. His daughter, but now it's amazing. Like when every time I see her, like she's so. So quiet now. It's so different than her like,
beginning first few weeks before we started doing these things.
And everyone see her, they say, wow, how she's calm, girl, baby, like and I try to explain, but it's really hard to, they need to see, I guess, that they need to see their own eyes, because when I explain, they think it's, oh, it's not a, like,
and that often happens. I mean, with trauma in families, we don't see the trauma, you know, when you're removed or you're a friend or a work colleague and somebody has a story, but you really don't know the story in that deep level because you weren't there with them.
That's
and that this is the part where I love helping mothers bridge that gap, you know, because your baby is behind the veil. It's inside of you. You can't really see it. You can't really know it in that physical before your eyes sense. But you really can if you go inwards, right?
Exactly, like when you're inside.
Yes, inside. And you were just, it's so cool because that trauma that we don't know in other people, we all carry our own personal stories, and when you can see it or witness it with somebody in the moment, it forms a bond. You know, this is why at war, you know, men, their brothers and their troops or whatnot, and they go to war together and they're in those trenches together. Like, nobody can understand that experience. But you birthing your baby, you and her were in that experience, like together.
Yeah, like even my husband was in the room, but they cannot, no one can understand, like what is, how we say it's between baby and babies. It's the connection, that's all that 9 months.
Yeah.
All that feeling. That's, I know before that we was having talking. Like, always my family and members, they were saying, whatever you feel, baby feels. So be careful, like, don't get too much stress and all that things. But you, it's not, you cannot control sometimes all that feeling.
Of course. And that's why I always love to tell and told you, you know, stress is life. Yes. And how we react to it is the stage, you know, like, we're the actors and how we play it out on the stage.
Yeah, it's
but
so
we can teach our kids. We can tell them, you know, I'm feeling this right now, but it's not about you.
That I remember. That words always, even when we done the program, like we did, that was always in my mind. Like I was, okay, no matter what happened, it's not going to change how I love him or how I love her. So always like I tell them it's okay to feel mad or stressed. It's not means I don't love them. So every time it's something happened, I was remembering and I was feeling good actually, because we are human, you know. We cannot control 100% everything. Like sometimes we just let it go and it's okay. They need to. We cannot be happy and they. it's gonna be life. So if you always,
well, and it's how they grow.
Yes, they need to know,
grow through these challenges that lift them higher and higher.
Exactly,
you know?
They need to have to get angry, also learn from mommy as daddy, so they will know what is that. So yeah. My son, it's especially, he cares about people. I think it's come from me, like he sees everything.
He's so, oh, that boy.
He loves people. That's I have that part too. I love people too. Yes. So whatever we do, like they feeling, they taking from us. So, and then if you prove yourself, you can give more than every, like more things to them,
mm-hmm.
teach them.
So. Oh. Yeah. Touches my heart that
yes.
we had such, you know, experiences together. And when we have those experiences, mm-hmm. it enables babies to really show their wisdom that they
exactly.
already carry, you know. And it's just like us peeling back these layers of earth, that them coming yeah. into earth, they get put upon, you know, our stories, earth story. And when we peel those layers back, you see this diamond, you know, underneath it. And you've even seen that with your son and Denise. They,
yeah.
they're so empathic. Like they see people. They're like little Buddhas.
Yeah.
They're like little Buddhas.
I wish we will have the, again, doula. I will get doula sent
yes.
this way. Because being mom, it's perfect. But
yeah.
just we need to know what we should do, like what kind of services we need to get or help, so to get that from process. Other way, I know people, they have years postpartum depression,
yeah.
all that kind of sadness they're keeping. So I think everyone needs to get this.
It's every it's part of the care.
Exactly.
Every woman should have this. Every family should have this. I mean, in my own neighborhood, where you are right now, there's
mm-hmm.
many mothers that I see every day, and I know from my knowledge. And
they're struggling.
They're still deep in postpartum depression. And their kids are 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old.
Yes,
and
that's true.
I'm like, wow, this is just so, it breaks my heart.
And it affects all the life, like all your action.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
if you want to work, it's going to affect your job.
Yes,
it's affecting everywhere with this simple communication with the people.
Yeah.
So like I remember, like in our, where I came from, they don't think the woman getting depression, like they
yes.
know that they're not accepting. They say, oh, why, what are you talking about this?
She's fine. Just you know, go on your way.
Even some women, they cannot have empathy. They say, I give a three births, I never have a depression. But I'm sure she also had some kind of, but
and she's yeah. locked out. I mean,
yeah.
just by you saying that,
exactly.
she's completely locked it away. And that festers inside.
And
of
it's affecting
the
kids, so
yeah.
the kids cannot understand it. Like, so it's all
connected.
Then it's connected each other. So we see that kids in the earth, like who cannot give emotion, they're getting so angry. That violation, it's coming everything from the mom and dad, not only mom actually. So we need to be aware, like what mom need to change. And then if you cannot get healed, you're not gonna grow your kids healthy. And,
yes,
you know, that's,
and that's why generation after generation is just getting worse, because
that's the reason actually. People don't want to understand, like, oh, this is nothing. No, it's actually big things. You need to start from yourself.
Yes.
You need to grow your kids. Like, you cannot, everyone blaming another one. It's so easy way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always, this is not my fault. No, it's our fault, because we raised that kids. Who raised that, all that bad people? Mom and dad, right? So we need to control, learn.
Take responsibility, is what you're saying. Take responsibility
for
what's yours.
Exactly. And if you have a problem, depression, postpartum, you need to get help.
Like, it's a sign, you
exactly.
know, that something's not in alignment with your soul, like your heart, right?
Yeah, it's Sometimes in my, like, where I came from, in my culture, like, they think only the, like, crazy people just go to psychologists or getting help.
Right.
But this is, no.
This is for everyone.
Everyone.
You're not crazy. You're just human.
Yeah, you need to fix
that. You have emotions.
Exactly.
And you have drama. We all have drama.
That's why people getting, you know, all that sick in brain. Yeah. So if you feel that moment, you need a doula or even psychologist, you need to work on that. Then yeah, you can move another step.
Well, it's so funny because you've been through such a transformative experience
in my life
that now you want to go and take that into the world and be a doula yourself.
Because I saw how it was helpful, really. Like, I had that experience with you, and I know with even in the first baby, I was so angry, like I couldn't do anything, no one was helping me. So I don't want to cry now. And I, those days when I remember, was really so drama for me. And but the second one I was most enjoying together. So that's why I want to help the new mommies.
Well, I love that you're feeling your heart right now. And as you know me.
Yes.
I'd love just to let you feel that, you know, because you saying that right now is actually healing some of that turmoil that you had with your son.
Exactly.
I mean, I had it too. Oh my gosh. I had no idea, but I just thought I was going to have a baby and then
that's it.
And
but
that's
it's
it.
Not like
that. It's like
some people maybe doesn't have any. It's not,
right.
You cannot, like, they feel really great. Maybe they have so much help inside, but the most of the women, they are alone. And
especially that, even, I mean, I don't know, I've worked with women of all classes, right? You know, I've worked through nonprofit and women who couldn't afford doula.
Yeah.
And I've worked with women who can afford 10 doulas. And it doesn't, there's no difference. Like, in fact, the women who can afford 10 doulas are even more almost shut down because they've got so much pressure on them to be this perfect model woman who doesn't have emotions or is this stoic
figure. They ignore their feelings.
Exactly, like, because those feelings are dirty somehow, or like going to make them unruffled.
Or they will show them
weakness.
Yes. That's actually people, that's why they don't get help. Like, they feel people gonna, but it's not, doesn't matter like who, what thinking, it's all your health. Like,
it really is why they say, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah.
To raise responsible humans, it takes a village.
We say in Turkish that, I don't want to say that, but like.
Say it in Turkish.
Bir çocuğu yetiştirmek için bir kasaba lazım.
That gives me chill bumps too.
Exactly, my mom always keeps saying that, like, to raise one kid in one village.
Well, hopefully,
but no one understands that.
But I think we're returning to that.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
with this,
I don't want to say no one, but like,
right, we're getting. Mm-hmm. Well, we're the seeds have been planted, and we're watering the soil. So no, we certainly don't see around us all these people that are, you know, in these community-driven initiatives, I think, to help women through birth.
Yeah.
But the seeds have been planted, and I know
it's gonna grow.
Yes.
Well,
let's keep watering that.
Yeah, and thank you again. Like, I'm so thankful for.
Yeah.
Like, other way, I will know myself. I will stuck that day, and maybe a long time I will struggle that. Because I feel with my son, like how it was. So thank you.
Well, I want to receive that, and I will. But I also want to thank you for trusting to open up your heart and your family, because every time I get to work with a baby, I learn so much. You know, they teach me so much of where I'm trying to go, right? You know, where I want society to be, where I want my family to be. And every time I get to work with a baby, I learn More and more and more. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.